Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Oz. I love getting to talk with you on my show every single day. But when the cameras stop rolling, the conversation isn't over. So I decided to start a podcast in order to dive deeper into the issues and ideas that I love sharing with you. It's Health Unfiltered. My wife Lisa will be joining me, and together we're taking wellness to the next level and having a little fun along the way. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, April 30th goes to White House Correspondents Association President Margaret Tlaib and everyone who's upset about the jokes Michelle Wolf made at the White House Correspondents Dinner this past weekend. Now, Michelle Wolf is getting backlash because people are calling her comedy routine vulgar and personal. In particular, some of the verbal venom she had for White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Can we hear some of it, please?
Every time Sarah steps up to the podium, I get excited because I'm not really sure what we're going to get. You know, a press briefing, a bunch of lies, or divided into softball teams. It's shirts and skins, and this time don't be such a little bitch, Jim Acosta. I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye.
Okay, give me more. Give me more.
And I'm never really sure what to call Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, is it Sarah Sanders? Is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Is it Cousin Huckabee? Is it Auntie Huckabee Sanders? Like, what's Uncle Tom but for white women who disappoint other white women? Oh, I know, Aunt Coulter.
I don't see the problem. I mean, Michelle's delivery was trash, which made the jokes not really funny. But it's the White House Correspondents' Dinner, okay? This is what the White House Correspondents' Dinner is all about. Jokes rooted in truth and satire rooted in truth. Can I hear some of the jokes you made about Mike Pence?
Mike Pence is also very anti-choice. He thinks abortion is murder, which, first of all, don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you gotta get that baby out of there. And yeah, sure, you can groan all you want. I know a lot of you are very anti-abortion, you know, unless it's the one you got for your secret mistress.
See, jokes rooted in truth and satire rooted in truth, okay? Even if the delivery is trash, all right? And I can't stand people who can dish it but can't take it, all right? Our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, won't even show up to the White House Correspondents' Dinner because he's afraid to get jokes like this.
Trump is racist, though. He loves white nationalists, which is a weird term for a Nazi. Calling a Nazi a white nationalist is like calling a pedophile a kid friend. Or Harvey Weinstein, a ladies' man. Which isn't really fair. He also likes plants.
Look, if you're the 45th president of the United States of America and you can say vile and disgusting things and not be joking, don't get mad at a comedian for saying vile and disgusting things when she's actually joking, okay? Because that is indeed Michelle Wolf's job, all right? Donald Trump said the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he tweeted this. He said it was a failure last year, but this year was an embarrassment to everyone who associated with it. The filthy comedian totally bombed, couldn't even deliver her lines, much like the Seth Meyers week performance. Put dinner to rest or start over. Now, I agree with Dope 45 that Michelle's delivery was weak, but so what? Okay, I may not agree with her delivery, but I agree with Michelle being able to deliver it. Okay, now everyone should have an opinion about Michelle Wolf's jokes. Okay, if she told those jokes this weekend and people didn't have an opinion, good or bad, then she probably really sucked, all right? Good, honest commentary is supposed to be polarizing, but one person who shouldn't be upset is the president of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Margaret Tulliev, okay? She's the president of the dinner. She said she's not happy, all right? In fact, she said the jokes made her uncomfortable. Let's hear her speak.
My aim and the way I sought to put together the program was to build a spirit of unity in that room, to rally around journalism and why it's important. My only regret is that those 15 minutes are now defining 4 hours of what was a really wonderful and unifying night. I don't want the cause of unity to be undercut. When the entertainer is a comedian, and as has been the case for most of the last 30 years or so, they are often controversial, they are often polarizing, or at least provocative. It's a night about free speech, so by tradition, we do not vet their monologue.
Do you think she crossed the line?
I think that she brought to the night what she thought was important to say, and that her goal may not have been press unity and everyone rallying around the room to support journalism.
Margaret, don't say it's a night of free speech and then get upset because the comedians are speaking freely, okay? If you truly feel that way you feel, don't invite comedians to give the keynote speech, okay? Now, Donald Trump is saying they should put the White House Correspondents' Dinner to rest. I don't agree with that. But I have no problem putting it to rest as long as the Trump administration is in the White House. I don't think this administration deserves a White House Correspondents' Dinner. Okay, there's nothing in this administration that should be made light of. Okay, this administration is too dangerous to joke about. All right, I know we have to laugh to keep from crying, but nah. All right, I think the president's approval rating has to be at a certain number in order to get a dinner and some jokes. Okay, if your approval rating is 40%, you don't deserve a damn dinner. All right, Margaret. Tulliev, listen, okay, you don't have to agree with what people say, but if you truly believe in freedom of speech, you should defend their right to say it. Please give Margaret Tulliev, president of the White House Correspondents Association, the biggest hee-haw.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.